As we begin to worship the Lord this morning, would you take your Bibles with me and open to Psalm 108? Psalm 108. This is going to be our call to worship and also our public scripture reading this morning. Psalm 108. Steadfast, fixed, set, confident. Despite a looming battle with the enemies of Israel, this is how David describes his heart as he sings this prayer to God in Psalm 108. Look to verse 1 with me. My heart is steadfast, O God. I will sing and make melody with all my being. And why is David's heart steadfast? Why is his faith fixed? Why is it set? Why is it confident? Is it because David himself is so great? Is it because there's something in David that causes him to boldly declare, my heart is steadfast, O God? No, it's nothing like that. There's nothing in David that makes him confident enough to say that. David's heart is steadfast. His faith is fixed. It is set. It is confident because of the object of his faith. Look to verse 4. Speaking of the Lord, David declares, for your steadfast love is great above the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. David's God is great. The steadfast love and the faithfulness of David's God is great, extending above the heavens. Therefore, David's heart is steadfast. And it's from this steadfast heart that David offers prayers to the Lord in his time of need. And accordingly, as we look at Psalm 108, what we see is a helpful order for prayer that springs forth from a heart that is steadfast and confident in the Lord. And we see the order of prayer beginning with exaltation, moving to anticipation, and finally ending with supplication. Look to verse 5, where we see that the steadfast heart offers prayers of exaltation. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. And saints, it is here with God's glory and exaltation where all true prayer begins. When the Lord Jesus Christ taught his disciples to pray, the very first request he taught them to make was this, hallowed be your name. God is unchangeable. He is self-existent. He is eternal. He is incomprehensible. He is almighty. He's most holy, most wise, most free, most just. He's most merciful, most loving, most kind. And a God like this, a being that is so great as our God is, a being such as this must be exalted. There's no other choice. His name must be revered. It must be hallowed. And David here is simply standing in line with the Lord Jesus Christ as he prays that God would be exalted above the heavens. And if we are to offer prayers from a steadfast heart, we too must seek primarily the exaltation of God. His glory must be our first and foremost consideration. His interests must be our interests. And God's primary interest is his own self-glorification. So let us pray with David. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Well, not only does the steadfast heart offer prayers of exaltation, it does so in a spirit of anticipation, specifically in anticipation that God will do all he has promised to do. Look to verse 7. God has promised in his holiness. With exultation, I will divide up Shechem and portion out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim is my helmet, Judah my scepter, Moab is my washbasin. Upon Edom I cast my shoe, over Philistia I shout in triumph. In his time of trouble, David leans on God's promises. David prays God's promises back to him, as it were. God has promised in his holiness. Saints, remember that we serve a God who cannot lie. The promises that he has made to us in Christ are sure. They are dependable. They're as good as done because God has promised in his holiness. So, saints, are you feeling abandoned by God, perhaps? Oh God, you have promised never to leave me or forsake me. Would you give me the grace to believe you and know the joy of this promise? Or saints, do you feel overwhelmed by a particular sin and think it's impossible to put that sin to death? Oh God, you've promised to provide a way of escape for me in the time of temptation that I may be able to endure. Give me grace to see it and strength to take that way of escape when the temptation comes upon me. Or are you anxious about food or clothing or any other material need? Oh God, you have promised to provide for my needs if I but seek your kingdom and righteousness first. So help me to keep the main thing, God. Help me to trust in your gracious provision and put off these anxious thoughts. Brothers and sisters, our lives are constantly changing. New challenges, new trials, new tribulations, they are always coming upon us. And in this turbulent and changing life, we must have anchors for our souls, or else we will be tossed to and fro and destroyed. And the sure and unchanging promises of God are the anchors that our souls need in this changing life. So let us pray with David, God, you have promised in your holiness. Well, finally, once the steadfast heart is offered prayers of exaltation and a spirit of anticipation, it's then time to make supplication. Look to verse 12. Oh, grant us help against the foe, for vain is the salvation of man. And David understands better than most that God knows what is on his mind. Consider Psalm 139. David says this, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. David knows that God knows that Israel needs his help in battle. He knows that God has already searched his heart and has seen the anxiety that exists there with this looming battle out in front of him. Yet David asks for God's help anyway. He expresses his desire that God would intervene on the behalf of his people. He makes his request to God in prayer, despite the fact that God already knows what is in his heart. And this was David's way. Consider Psalm 55, verse 22. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. And this should be our way as well. We should cast all our anxieties, all our cares upon the Lord, because he cares for us. Furthermore, the Lord commands us to cast our burdens upon him, to tell him our needs, to tell him our fears, and to petition him for help. And as a matter of fact, petitioning the Lord for help in a time of need is actually a very practical way to exalt the Lord, back to the first part of prayer. Because in going to him for help, what we're doing is acknowledging on one hand our own weakness and insufficiency, but on the other hand, his complete power and sovereignty over all of our situations and needs. So let us pray with David, O grant us help against the foe, for vain is the salvation of man. So we've seen in Psalm 108 the prayers of a steadfast heart, prayers that exalt God, prayers that anticipate the keeping of his promises, and prayers that lay bare before him our needs and concerns. And believer in Jesus, you have every reason this morning to have a steadfast heart. Not because your faith is so great, not because your faith is unshakable, not because of anything great within you, but just like David, you have every reason to have a steadfast heart because the object of your faith is so great. Your heart, believer, is steadfast, it is fixed, it is set, it is confident because of the steadfast love of the Lord, because of the faithfulness of your God, and the fact that it extends beyond the heavens. So let us worship our steadfast and faithful God this morning. As David says in verse 1, let us sing and make melody with all our being. Let's pray. O Lord, you are truly exalted above the heavens. Your glory is truly over all the earth. Lord, you are great and greatly to be praised. You've promised to meet with your people wherever they are gathered. And it is trusting in this promise with a great expectation that as we gather here this morning to worship you, that you will meet with us in power. Through the merits of Christ and in the power of your Spirit, we ask you, O Lord, that you would receive our worship this morning. We pray, O Lord, that you would encourage us with your word, that you would strengthen us to live in a way that is pleasing to you. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. If you're able, please stand for the reading of God's word. Psalm 108. Hear the word of God. A song, a psalm of David. My heart is steadfast, O God. I will sing and make melody with all my being. Awake, O harp and lyre, I will awake the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your steadfast love is great above the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. That your beloved ones may be delivered, give salvation by your right hand and answer me. God has promised in his holiness. With exultation, I will divide up Shechem and portion out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim is my helmet, Judah my scepter, Moab is my washbasin. Upon Edom I cast my shoe, over Philistia I shout in triumph. Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Have you not rejected us, O God? You do not go out, O God, with our armies. O grant us help against the foe, for vain is the salvation of man. With God we shall do valiantly. It is he who will tread down our foes. Amen. May God bless the reading of his word. Please remain standing as we sing God's praises.